Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam Hilchos Trumos Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Ches, Chapter 5, Law 18. Now, let's go back to an earlier Rambam, because of course, you very astute men are going to ask me a question right away, so we're going to clarify this immediately. Back in Perek Hey, Halacha Dalet, it says, you can't give Truma. Remember, there's things that are at the final stage, where it's in a pile, and then you have the produce where it's not in the final stage. We said you can't give truma from something that's in the final stage for stuff that's not on the final stage, and not from something that's not on the final stage for something else that's on the final stage, and also not for something that's not on the final stage for something that is on the final stage, right?
Same level of greatness.
Now, and if you do, b'di'eved, the truma is a truma. So, you're going to ask a question right away, so let's just qualify that. The truma is a truma if the kohen is there and he's agreeable to it. That's what you have to learn in halacha dalet. Halacha dalet means he does it with the agreement of the kohen. In other words, he's not supposed to do it, but if he does it and the kohen says, well, it's okay if you do that, then it's okay.
It's not really b'di'eved.
Well, b'di'eved, you're not supposed to do it, but if the kohen is sort of like moichel,
as they ask word.
The coin
first and then
doesn't. Yeah, and the coin says it's okay. The reason for this is, you'll see, it's not beneficial for the coin. The reason, we haven't, didn't give the reason, halacha dalet.
Yeah, it says C18.
So you're going to get it here. So I'm just qualifying right as you're not going to jump with questions. So I'm answering the question before you're even going to ask it. Okay, the reason why it's okay after the fact is because they're speaking in a case where the coin knows about it and in advance, and he's agreeable to it. So that's the answer to that. He did it with the knowledge of the coin and the consent of the coin. So now when we're going to learn Yud Ches, and we're going to find the locha is not like that, b'di'eved, we're going to ask, well, what about over there? It says okay, right? Because here it's somewhere he did not do it with the consent of the coin. So we've cleared that question out, so no one's going to ask that question now. But we're going to see...
Howard might still come and ask.
Yes, well, let's try to finish it quickly. Okay. So now the Rambam discusses a little bit more at length. In Dalet, which was said briefly, he expands on it at length, and he'll bring all kinds of other ideas that go into the next few halachas. It really goes deeply into this. So here we go. Ein tormim shibolim. You do not separate stalks that are not processed yet. Alchitim for wheat that has been processed already. That's that law we had, or you can't do that. And there's no b'di'evets. You just can't do it, period. The zeisim and olives, okay, that are ready to be crushed for their oil. So they're not really finished yet. Because these are oils, these are olives that are going to be used to be crushed for oil. You can't separate olives, al shemen, for oil, to excuse the oil now, because that's something that's not finished. You're separate from not finished on something that is finished. So we have an example in the wheat category, an example in the olive category. So we'll do one in the grape category. But another, you can't separate grapes as truma that still need to be processed, al yayin, to exempt wine. Okay, the im term, if you do it, ain't a truma. It's not good b'di'eved, because we're speaking not with the consent of the coin. Now, why are you not allowed to do this? Now we're going to finally get to the reason. Gzera decree shemiyatriach a coin, because really what's going on, you're going to be bothering the coin. You're giving the coin more work to do, because these are the kinds of things that still need to be processed. And now you're almost like punishing the coin. Like, why? Just give him the processed stuff, my goodness sake. You're giving him stuff that's not processed? That's sort of like, you know, from the, you're separating the bad from the good, sort of. It's not exactly the same, but...
You said it can go both ways.
No. Well, let's just look at the one way right now. We'll get to the other way later. Okay? So that's what we don't want to do, because you're going to cause the coin bother, trouble, lidroch, to tread, velichtosh, and to press these things over here, and that's not right. You know, you should give him things that are totally finished, because now he has got to do more work. So, it's okay, fine. However, now, we'll get to your issue later. Now the Rambam goes into describing different types of olives and different things that could be considered processed enough or not, even those separate types of processes, but there'd be similarities. Aval tormim shemen al hazeisim hanichbashim. You can separate oil that's processed on grapes that you're pickling. Now, that also is processed. They've been pickled already. So it's processed on processed, although it's two separate processes. Okay? And it's still okay. And you'll see.
They're both finished.
They're both finished. They're both olives. All right? But it's different finished processes of olives. Similarly, the yain, you can separate from wine, alanove and grapes, lasso simu, that you're going to make raisins out of them, where that's already processed in the making of the raisins. You're making it already into raisins. Lamaza dum, what's that similar to? Why we can do this? It's like the term mishnei minim, it's like separating from two subspecies within one broader category, she'enim kilayim, so that don't make kilayim one for the other. Right, so it's not kilayim. And what are you doing? And you're doing min hayofa al hara, and you're giving him the better one, because obviously oil is much better than pickled olives. Okay, it's much better, and wine is better than raisins. So you got everything going for you. It's considered the same species enough that it's not kilayim, so you can give one on the other. And more than that, you are giving the better one instead of the worse, and you're allowed to, and you should give the better one than the worse. All right, so then that's okay. So that the Chiddush here is saying, even though they're totally different, but they're in the same stage of process. Okay, we haven't explained why you can't, but if you can't give processed, give the truma, the coin, the processed one, and exempting the non-processed one. We said just the opposite, right? So we'll have to get to that reason still. We haven't gotten there. What else can you do? V'chein tarmi mizeisei shemen. You can give truma from olives that you're still planning on pressing. Okay. Al zeisei kevesh, on olives that you're still planning on processing. Because they're both not yet processed. And you can do not processed for not processed. Right, and again, the not processed olives for oil is better quality than the olives for pickling. So you're giving him from the better and the from the better, you're giving him the better to exempt the worst. Avol, but you can't do the reverse. Lo mizeisei kevesh, you can't give from the olives that are not yet processed for the pickling. You can't give those al zeisei shemen for the olives. Give that to the coin. To exempt the olives that are going to yet be processed for oil, because you're giving him now the worse for the good. Similarly, miyayin sheina mavushal al mavushal. You can separate and give the kohen wine that's not been cooked to exempt the wine that is cooked, because not cooked wine is a better quality than cooked wine. But the reverse you can't do. Avalomina mavushal al sheina mavushal. You can't separate the not the cooked to give that to the kohen. For the not cooked, because not cooked is an inferior quality. Which also, you can give minat sol from the clear wine, in other words, where the sediments have already been cleaned out. You can give that as truma
filtered.
To exempt filter. I'll say, so you can give that and exempt the non-filtered, because he's getting, coins getting the better wine. But you can't do the reverse. Avolo kishmisha einat sol al sol. You can't do, give him the unfiltered wine to exempt the filtered wine, because you're giving him the worse. Okay, now, what else can you do? Remember we discussed figs, fresh figs and dry figs.
Right.
Okay, so we said you can we said you can give fresh figs to exempt dry figs because that's better quality
yafa.
Of figs.
We said it's yafa.
But you only can do that, right, if the coin's there. Remember, because the coin's not there, it could rot.
Yeah.
Remember so we said that? So now, based on that, so when you do it, but there's a certain way you have to do it. In other words, how when you got a fresh fig and a dry fig, how are you going to calculate 1/50th? Because a fresh fig is big and plump, and a little one's squished and squawny.
Well,
so what are you going to dehydrate? So what are you going to do? How are you going to figure out the percentages? So he says like this. So now you may separate mita'anim, giving the coin the fresh figs, Al grogas, to exempt the dry figs, when you make the a measurement by beminin with the same number of each. In other words, let's say you're giving 1/50th. Let's say there's 50. Let's say for sake of argument, you got 49 dried figs and one fresh fig.
Okay.
So now you can take the one fresh fig against the 49, and that's 1/50th, but really it's going to be better than 1/50th.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the fresh fig is wider, bigger. It's bigger.
Well, it has its it's hydrated.
So you've got more to give him. So you're giving it in a nicer way. So the coin benefits when you do it that way.
Isn't that supposed to count?
No. Guesstimate. Okay, a guesstimate. Okay, you're right. It's a guesstimate. Okay, it was. It looked like 1/50th. I just want to make it easy to explain. All right? So the one, I want to do it as numbers. You're guesstimating the numbers. Oh, it looks like 1 to 50. 1 to 40. It looks like 1 to 49. Right? Well, obviously, if you have a lot of numbers, but you're doing it, you're measuring,
so
you're guesstimating by numbers. That's the idea. You're guesstimating by numbers.
Not by size.
It looks like around 49, but not by size. Exactly. While the reverse, now, can you give the coin dried figs to exempt whole figs? Yes, if the coin's not there,
right,
remember?
Right,
because they'll spoil. They want to spoil. So now what if you're going to give him the dry figs? How are we going to work it? You're not going to do it by number then, because then he's getting a smaller area. When you give him one dry, when you give him the dry fig in number, when you're matching it in number, it's going to be a smaller measure. Right?
Well, isn't one dry fig equal to one fresh fig?
No, that's the whole point we're saying. The fresh figs.
Looking, but
no,
it's
but it's got more. It's not. It's plumper. It's got more in it. When
it's
dried, the
hybrid.
Liquid is out. It's more. So now when you do it the other way, migrogros altatum, when you're going to give dried figs to exempt the fresh figs, now we don't make the calculation by number, but we do it by mida, by measurement. Because then the length or whatever, you know, it's going to be the same length or volume maybe.
Volume, I think.
But it's more compact. If the volume's the same, it's a more compact. So he's getting more in the dry figs. You're packing in more in that area.
Exactly.
Well, mida is really, literally means measure, but that's
what
it means.
Volume.
Now, but you can't do the reverse in both cases, obviously. Avalo to enim al grogros b'mida, you can't give the fresh figs for the dried figs when you're doing it by measure, because the coin will get less then. For low grogros, I'll tell you, you can't give the dried figs against the fresh figs with number, because again, the coin gets less. And the reason we do all this is why? You always want a separate buy, and you offer with a good eye. You only want to give it a little more on the coin's favor.
We didn't say the dry is considered lower quality than fresh?
Yes. But we're doing it because the coin's not there. Remember, the coin's not there and it'll be rotted. So we're doing it because that's going to be better for him in the long run or short run, whatever. Now another way of discussing this similar idea but with different things. You may give the coin wheat that's been processed, and that will exempt al hapas on bread. Now, on the one hand, you say, wait a minute, I think bread would be better than wheat. But no, it's not so. The commentaries explain. Bread, you can only use for one thing. You can only make bread out of it. Wheat, you can make cake, all kinds of things. So wheat is more versatile, and the coin has more discretion over what he
bread
can do with it.
Well,
that's not what the commentary is saying. I hear what you're saying, but...
You can toast it. It'll last a lot.
But the point being, you have much more options with wheat than with bread. So therefore, that's good. It's the nicer thing. It's... Oh, your commentary says that too? Okay, mine doesn't, but okay, good. Which if you're going to give bread against the wheat, you can't do it. Now, you have to change the words here. It says here, lefi cheshbon. The commentary says you got to change it. It should be ela lefi cheshbon. When you do it only according to the cheshbon. What do you mean by cheshbon? If you're going to give him the bread, then the bread is more, what do you call it? It has air holes. So it's going to come, if you give him bread, it's going to be a lot less. So you've got to compensate for the bread, and you got to give more bread volume to compensate the cheshbon of the wheat, which is more concentrated. So if you're going to do
that... What does he say? The wording should be what?
Ela lefi cheshbon.
Oh.
So don't give bread on wheat unless you're taking into account that area of the air holes and all that. Now, And in all these cases, what if you didn't do it? V'chol elu, in all these cases, because all these halachas, we're just trying to give them the better amount. But what did we say if you give bad on the good bidi evid?
Still, it's good.
It's good, because it's no worse than giving a mashahu, right? So v'chol elu in Torah, if you did do truma in the wrong way, truma's a truma, it's still a good truma.
The wrong way, it's not the best way.
Well, we said you shouldn't do it this way.
It's inappropriate.
Okay, that's the wrong way.
I think it's right. It can't be wrong if it's accepted.
Gross negligence, but we won't indict.
Right. Okay. It's not the wrong way. It's inappropriate. You did it in the inappropriate way, but it's accepted. It'll be accepted,
okay.
B'di-evid.
Okay.
It's inappropriate that you throw on Shabbos.
Okay, anyway, let's go ahead. This is semantics. We're just playing semantics. Now we're going to go the other way now. We're going the other way now. Let's go. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were still knocking him down. Okay.
What about wheat and flour?
I would say flour is better. It's less work for the coin. No, for sure. And it's not going
to
spoil. I think the coin would rather have the flour. It's less work for him. Okay, your test. Now we come to that other order that Paul was concerned about, and it's a little tricky, your test. Ain tormim, you don't give shemen, oil that's fully processed, and you're giving it to the coin, ala zesim anichtoshim, for the olives that have been crushed on, but they haven't finished it. They are just getting crushed, but we haven't gotten all the olives, so it's not in the finished state. Now, and also, you don't give the coin wine, on the grapes have been stomped on, but we haven't finished them.
Right.
Why can't you do this? Because that's just like separating something that's been processed from something that hasn't been processed. But now, so now you're wondering, why is that so? Ve'im Torah, and if you did it, what if you did do it?
It's still okay.
Trumasa truma, obviously it's a good truma, but ve'yachser ve'yitrom, he'll have to give truma a second time. He'll have to make it up. This is a knas.
Yeah.
This is a fine. And he had to do truma again. You'd have to now give truma from the olives and the grapes by themselves, meaning from others, exempting other grapes so the truma is a truma, but the stuff that he gave the truma from, right, will need to be another time truma on those. The unprocessed. Now, the reason why we give this knas is interesting. Even though this was very good for the coin, but the decree is like this. If I can give processed on unprocessed, people might make the mistake and do processed, unprocessed from processed. They're going to say, what's the difference? What's the difference? Right? So you're right, it is good for the coin, but it could be good for coin today.
Not
it won't be good next year, because they go, I did it this way, I guess I could do it the other way too. Right? And therefore, it's a knas. It's truma's truma. We're not going to say it's not truma, because it really is truma. But we're afraid what's going to happen subsequently. So you can say, listen, don't do that again. You know what? Now you're going to suffer. Now you Mr. Baalais. You got to give truma again.
Okay.
Now, this second truma clearly is not a biblical truma.
No, it's
the second one.
Is it still terrible, the stuff that...
It's not really.
Is it rabbinical tevel?
We'll call it rabbinic tevel.
Yeah,
I
think so. It's not baraisa.
So that's clear. So what comes out in this case specifically? The first truma is 100% biblical truma. It has all the law of truma.
Yeah.
The second one is just rabbinical truma. Now, what's going to be the difference? Continuing on here. Now, let's say when you take truma out, remember, if truma by accident or whatever falls into a pile of regular kosher food, you have a problem.
Big problem.
Biblically, it's batel berov. Biblically, if truma falls in, if you have a majority, you're fine. The rabbi said it has to be 1 in 100. So it's not going to be likely it's going to happen so easily. So now, let's plug all this in now. So let's say you separated the wine, processed wine, from the unprocessed olive oil, grapes, right?
They're crushed, but they're not.
So now this wine is truma. What if some of this wine now falls into regular wine? So that would be bona fide truma d'oraisa, getting mixed up in regular stuff,
yeah,
it'll mess it up, and you need 100 times. And that's what he says. Harishona, the first truma, yeah, that was given,
midamas,
can, when it gets mixed in machulin, it can be mixed in bifnei atzma, okay, and it's considered it's mixed up, and you need 100 times. And if you don't, and also, and if someone would eat that first truma, that's considered like chayv is chayv, kishar truma is like any other regular truma, because it's absolute truma. However, when we penalize you to give the second truma on what was left, avalominashnia, but not the second one, falling in isn't going to do anything, because remember, it's only derabbanan anyway, and we're not going to make it's a gzera derabbanan, so we're not going to say derabbanan, you need 100 times, rove would be enough, right, not even anything,
yeah,
because it's all a suffix, and really, it's not really anything, and if somebody would eat it, it would not be considered like he ate actual truma.
Back in, you just take it out again.
It would just be, it's mixed, and that's it. Just
but
take.
You still have to do it.
You'd have to take something out, but and just give it to the coin rabbinically. But that would be it. But it wouldn't make any other problems. Okay, now let's move on. Now, similar ideas, but just different situations. Mi shetoram shemen al zeisim shedaitum laochla. Okay, he separates oil, which is processed, against olives that he plans on eating them. So as far as we're concerned, they're processed as well. These are olives he plans on eating raw. So I've got oil, and I got olives. They're both at the final stage. So I can separate oil from olives, and oil is even better than olives. But guess what? Zeisim, or let's say olives that are finished, al zeisim and other olives that are finished. You can do that too. And vidaita ala kolach, and you wanted to eat both groups.
So they're both at the same
but
level.
But then, guess, so we'll hold on to these cases. We're not finished. We're just setting it up. Or, shetar miyayin ala novim, you separated wine on grapes, and you planned on eating the grapes.
Okay.
Shame lachila. Or anovim ala novim, or grapes on grapes. Vakol lachila, you want to do it. That's what you did when you separated in all these cases. But after you separated, and
oh,
after you gave to the coin, then, on your own stuff, I changed my mind.
Oh.
You know what? I don't want to eat the olives. I think I'm going to press them now.
But you said you were
so
eat
now
them.
What's happening now? Now, when you made truma, the tevel was processed.
Yeah.
Once you've given the truma, the tevel, which isn't tevel anymore, the fixed up stuff, is now not processed. The question is, will that mess things up?
Oh, boy.
So what do you think?
What did man at the beginning shouldn't work?
In the beginning, he planned to not do anything more. It was processed.
Because at the time, you actually gave it. At the time, you actually gave it.
So what do you say? Is it good or not?
It's good.
Okay, let's see now. V'nimlach, and he changed his mind, l'dorchem, to now squash them, to step on them, that they're not processed fully. V'dorach ha-zeisim v'nov, and he steps on the olives, and he steps on the grapes. Shikfar terminal, that he already gave truma to knock them off. You don't have to give truma again, because at the time everything was kosher v'yusher, and therefore
once
it's separate, you want to do what you want to do, you could do what you want to do. Chaf Aleph. Again, we're going to have similar types of cases, but now it's not changed your mind, but just things happen to make it worse. We'll see. Ain, first go to straight halacha first. We'll get before the complicated. Ain tarmim chometz al yain. You don't separate wine vinegar on wine because that's a worse, not a better, for sure not. Aval tarmim yain al chometz. You can give the coin wine to exempt the wine vinegar because it's giving you better. Shayish yain v'chometz, because wine and wine vinegar are considered one species, so it works, and clearly the wine is much better quality than the wine vinegar. That's straight halacha. But that leads us to the next one. In the brackets, we will say the brackets. What about Hoya Belibo Litrom Min HaYayin Al HaYayin? Let's say he wanted to give wine from wine.
Okay.
And he planned on doing that. But guess what happened? He finds
vinegar.
V'nimtza chometz. It comes out that the wine was vinegary. One of the two was vinegary.
Yeah.
I imagine it's the truma was the vinegary one, because otherwise it shouldn't be a problem. Right? So therefore, ain't a truma. It's not truma, because since he planned on giving the better one. And now this was a mistake in truma. He thought it was wine. But it turned out it wasn't. So now that's not what he wanted to do. So therefore, it's not true at all, and just start it all over.
But didn't we just say even if he knew that it was...
But this is not... But we find out that he thought it was wine.
Yes.
Then he separates and he finds that, he takes a little take. He looks, you know...
That doesn't help, because it really was vinegar.
It was mistaken. Now, what if Hoya Belibo Liptrom Chometz al Chometz? What if he wanted to get vinegar wine on vinegar wine? And now comes out Venimza Chomet Shatarm, and it comes out that the vinegar
that's
wine
okay.
that he separated, yain, it turned out being wine.
Wait a minute. Sam will take it.
So, Truma's a Truma. The Truma's a Truma because he planned on giving bad for bad, and now he got good for bad. Well, good for bad is certainly better than bad for bad. And certainly that is okay.
It's definitely a plus for
and color. We will end it over here today.
Sam will take that anytime.